Hello, it's The Weekend. It's a brand new show. It is John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Rob Gutman and by Josh Sexton. And this is a show that's going to look back at The Weekend, not necessarily from a Liverpool point of view, more of a Premier League-wide point of view. But of course, we will tie in the Reds and what it all means as we go. So yeah, Rob, Josh, nice one. Cheers.
It's a pleasure.
I think Rob's going to be with me most weeks, if not all.
Oh, okay. That's nice to know. So that I'll keep my Mondays free.
That is you saying, Josh, we'll see how he gets on. We'll
see how he gets on.
Just a fair weather weekender.
He's 28 now. So yeah. He's ready, I think.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing, obviously, this weekend was Josh's birthday. I mean, we can't do the whole show on it, but that was like, you know.
Was it something?
It was good fun.
The return of the Premier League and Josh Sexton being 28 was the big stuff.
Coming into his prime now.
We did a pub crawl in which we stayed in one pub for 6 hours.
So, yeah.
That's quite the crawl.
It wasn't even one of yours, I'm afraid.
No.
But we
reached one of yours in the end, but yeah.
Yeah, we
give me a clue as to which one it was. I don't want you to advertise people I don't like.
Well, it's hard to do, really,
isn't
it?
It's got a beer garden in between two establishments.
Oh, I know where you were. The thingy of man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Rigby's, you did say. Yeah.
There we go.
Nice pub.
Yeah.
6 hours there, but it's not that big.
Yeah. Did well.
And that was the weekend.
That was Josh's weekend. But of course, they had football on there and he will have watched it all in anticipation of being on this show. The first thing I want to talk about is statement performances, because Craig Hannon said to me yesterday he wanted to see a statement performance from Liverpool. So it got me to thinking, which of the big boys, in inverted commas, had the biggest statement performance? So it looked like it might be us for 25 minutes, but in the end it didn't quite happen. But who managed it? So let's start at the top with Manchester City. Rob, it's a hard one to judge for me on the Friday night. We're starting there because that's how the Premier League weekend started. It's almost a routine away win in a way. As soon as Haaland scores after what 4 minutes, you think sort of that's hit. It shows Haaland's not going anywhere. There was a bit of a thing made. I don't know if you saw it in the build up about the fact that he'd not finished the season that strongly. Always in a bit of a dry spell. Yeah. Took all of 4 minutes to rectify that. I don't know if he got any or many in sort of preseason. Didn't score in the Community Shield, of course. So in a way, you might say, you know. Well, City are there. You know, Haaland's
he's back. Streaky Haaland.
Yeah. But it is really difficult to judge how good Burnley are at this stage. So we won't necessarily know if this is a statement performance in inverted commas or how big a win this is till further down the line.
I mean, I could kill the whole concept of a statement performance on the first day in a sense, because I just think all first day performances are lies. You may go a City win the league. Record points, you go, well, you could see on the first day why, because they were fucking brilliant again. I mean, it was a war. I watched the game, it was on the Friday night. It was a walk in the park for them. Burnley didn't put up much resistance at all. But as you said, you couldn't tell anything out about Burnley. On the first day, you often can't tell. It's such an extended pre-season kind of phase, the first day.